guess to regular business, the ones we got under advisement. Okay, the first one under advisement is case number 10,736.
First case.
This is the one with the deck.
Lawrence, when these RPCs come, applications come up, is there any discussion or allowance for anything like this? Or, I mean, I think you alluded to that earlier about because it's an in unit or what?
Well, typically an RPC is a mixture of single, multi, townhouses, you know, duplexes, usually mixed. In this case, they wanted to do all singles. And when they apply for it, as I said earlier, you take a cluster of units and mix them within 165-foot square because they could have built one building, basically. So this way, they can be separate buildings. But then that cluster has to be 40 foot from the next cluster. There's no encroachments, typically, in between. What the board is seeing, because you're allowed to do the same thing in a high-density residential district, which is the multifamily, and the best example I could probably give you would be King's Grant down off Route 1 north of Femagong. We had an individual come in and had to apply for a chimney encroachment, and then another one came in and applied for a large deck encroachment. That's the one that comes to my mind every time that somebody asks this question. And you've had the ones in, was it Bethany Meadows, or what used to be called Foxfire Meadows, where they wanted the same type unit, but the spacing was rear to rear, where they had to maintain 40, and they had like 50, but they needed variances from each unit and ended up trying to come in for an individual. Then they came back in and applied for a blanket for the whole section.
Right, I remember that one.
That's the most recent one, probably. King's Grant keeps coming to my mind, but that's probably 5 or 6 years old.
But those units weren't separate. They were townhouses.
Well, they were towns, but there's also the mixture, again, of separate. So it could be a duplex, could be a single. And this all started back in, I mean, back to almost in the late 80s. C. County came up with a proposal called Private Place, and they wanted to do the singles family home within a cluster. The first proposal was that they would connect them all with trellises and decks so that physically it was one unit, one building with separations as far as walls. That way that's why they called it a private place. They still had a private section, not a party wall. Then they came back in a year or two later and said, we'd like to do the same thing, but we'd like to do away with the trellises and deck because it created a court effect. Without the deck, it created a court effect around those four units or five units, whatever it was. And the commission approved it, and conceptually, it's the same thing. Still, it could be a large building or it could be a series of buildings all within that cluster. And the distances apart isn't really an issue. Most of the residential plan communities, and I would use Americana Bayside and the Peninsula Project, two of the bigger ones, have those situations all throughout their whole complex. They do clusters, 40-foot spacing, another cluster, 40-foot spacing, all the way throughout certain sections. We haven't had any problem with it. Other than once in a great while, like this, you get an encroachment, and that's where they want to apply for a variance.
I think the only problem we'll have with this is if we approve it, we'll see more requests.
No other variances have been granted in there.
They've had some additions added to units in there, but they didn't encroach the 40. They're typically on the rear.
On the rear.
On this unit, I believe, if I'm thinking of the right unit, they had a porch that's actually cut out within the unit. Mm-hmm. And then they wanted, I don't know what they want to do with that portion, but then they wanted a deck on the outside because they really had no outside feature of their house. And I'm not sure what the next unit looks like on the side, if it's a wall or if it's got windows and doors or whatever. I don't know. I think it's just a wall.
It's just a wall.
I mean, but the concept, it works.
But the
And admittedly, Jane brought up a point to me, and I made a note. possibly amend the code to include single-family detached condominiums that are referenced under that 40-foot, so it's included.
It is.
But it hasn't been. I mean, it's just considered a multifamily use of that pod or that cluster, and then the spacing comes up.
Well, the applicant's attorney's argument is that the current code doesn't really apply to this new RPC, or if I, unless
we've
I misunderstood.
We've been doing this way for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
And it's been allowed. And again, I made that note because maybe she's right. We need to update that one line to show that it also includes clusters of single-family detached condominiums.
Okay.
So, just to be clear the record again, just showed, pointed out to us that we missed something. We've been doing it now for at least 20 years, probably the mid-80s, almost 30. In the private place section, if you wanted to see something, what this looks like would be the tennis court near the tennis court complex at
Sea Colony
West. Or you in the peninsula, you can see it. In Americana Bayside, you can see it. And Painter's Purchase, Painter's Mill up at Milton, you can see it. They're, almost all those type projects have it. The canal landing or whatever it's called there at near Rehoboth. I mean, almost every project's got this situation. As far as a cluster with a 40-foot space into another cluster.
It's all been the 40-foot.
Yeah, the 40-foot basically for that purpose is to separate.
If it was attached, it's 40-foot, right?
Separate big buildings, but this way you put a mixed number of 4 to 6 units within a pod of 165-foot square.
Well, it obviously wasn't the developer's idea to allow for a deck there when they put the porch inside. That was the way he designed it. That's the way they bought it. And now they don't like it. I think it's what it boils down to.
Developer probably did that for a reason, right?
Yeah, probably.
But they'd come back and worry about it. All right, Mr. McCabe, how do you feel on this case? Hey, Pope? Okay. Mr. Bergman?
I don't know. I think you do, just like this 53, if 52 wants to do it, he's going to come out on that side too. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be butt to butt and right across 61, 62, and 63. There's two right across from there. I mean, once one do it, does it, I think somebody else is going to be looking at doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, they could take, let me see the numbers again before I make a mistake. I just need to see the
52, 53,
52, 53, and 51 are in one cluster, right? Yes. They could connect those units, and it would still be the same with the multifamily structure.
53, 54, 55.
Okay, it's sorry. 53, 54, and 55 could be connected.
Could be connected.
If there were one built.
So, in other words, you could put a deck between those two, and it would be.
Yeah, it's part of the cluster, but they'd have to have approvals.
Oh, they would have to.
It becomes, rather than be a single-family cluster, it becomes a multifamily structure.
So, Lawrence, what would happen if 52 want to put a deck on?
Had to come before the board.
Same.
So that'd be right butt to butt, really.
Well, they got 40-foot of space, and they were asking for what?
10.
So that's what variance.
Well, this is totally different than what 53 and 54 wanted something in between them and 54.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying they could connect those buildings.
Yeah.
I was looking at the other numbers. And I was thinking 52 would be the unit next door to it.
I don't know. Mr. Hudson?
I don't think I'm in favor of it unless somebody can convince me otherwise.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I'm not interested in setting the precedent here.
Great. There's no further discussion, and if everyone's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I'm not convinced that the request in this application meets the standards for granting a variance. It can be argued that there's a uniqueness, but the uniqueness was a known uniqueness as far as the type of structures it was. It's obviously not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Property's reasonably being used, and it has been created by the applicant. Not meeting those three, and I guess you could argue any of the other two. I make a motion we deny case number 10,736.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,736. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay, next one.